They're telling us again that we will not allow sleepiness this time.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you again for giving us an opportunity to be counted among those who worship you, among those that serve you, among those that fear you. And we thank you because you are teaching us. You are teaching us how to bring true worship to you. For you desire those that will worship you in spirit and in truth. So we come today to bless your name and to thank you for all your goodness to us. Lord, we come under the banner of your blood. We come under the banner and the anointing of your spirit. And we ask for that ministry that comes from your spirit. And we pray and ask for the release of the Spirit of Christ upon us. For you will bring the blood to anoint the priest. So we ask that you might anoint our ears, our heart, and our work. We ask for the cleansing of the blood. We ask for the rebuke of your spirit concerning every unclean and ungodly spirit. The spirits that come to cover the hearts of men. And we pray against the spirit of religion. We come against the veil of religion and of the flesh. For he said, wherever Moses is read, that there is a veil over the heart of the people. But he said that when he turns to the Lord, that the veil will be broken. And we ask, O Lord, that the Lord will break the veil. For he said that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We ask that the Spirit of the Lord will touch every heart. Touch every soul. And bring liberty. And bring cleansing. And bring the revelation of Christ. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 You already know my name. Amen.
Jokes.
So I am your friend.
Pero atong himbuluan na siya ang atong amigo.
And your brother.
Inyong isuon nga lalaki.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, friends do not quarrel even if we don't agree.
Abi ninyo isuon ang amigo, pero ka amigo, dili siya niya ilibak bisag dili siya motuho.
You know, when you're a friend, you don't quarrel even if you don't agree.
Basta kay amigo, maghilom na lang, bisag dili ka motuho niya.
So, are you going to be my friend? Even if I don't agree with you. Even if I don't agree with all the things you have been doing. You know, since I came in the morning, you have been doing some things. And I have not seen those things in the Bible. So are we still going to be friends? So if you are my friend, so say praise the Lord.
No,
raise your hand and say praise the Lord. Amen. So we have many friends here. Even if we don't agree, I see that many of you have been watching the video from Australia. You are watching too much of the video from Australia. So I see that you are trying to copy Australia. And I see you're also working very hard to be Americans. Amen. How many of us want to be Christians? You want to be a Christian? You don't want to be an Australian? And you don't want to be an American? And you don't want to be a homosexual? Because I see many of the women wearing trousers. And the type of trouser you are wearing is a very bad one. It's called tights. And it's designed by the homosexuals. So even though you are wearing a dress, you are not wearing a dress. Because every part of your body is showing. So they have turned you to a sexual object. So the men dress like the women and the women dress like the men. But I'm your friend. So I will tell you the truth. You know, when you watch a video of Hillsong, do you know Hillsong? Don't worry, the young people know Hillsong.
Because I am old,
they are young. They know Hillsong.
But your mind, very old, we don't know his song.
I'm older, yeah.
You don't need to be like him, so you need to be like Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Di ata din maigsoon, di agita din niya, para nga muliwata sa Ginoo, dili sa bisan kinsa.
Amen.
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 You know, the other problem you have is that those round things there.
Hey, ako ni pagmutan na ginagay na maigsoon, ikaw nang insyon ka o drum, ato sa minisgutan kay
it's used in the jazz club. Because when you beat the drum, so it does not make you think of your soul as Brother Martin was talking.
Dili kada siya makatabang nato ha, kana siya kanang biting mangunya. Biara magutang biting, dili mata kita aga dumugod sa mensahe sa Ginoo ni Brother Martin.
Because when you come to the house of God, you want to think of your soul.
Sa diha nga mo, mahiluna ang ato kagalingon diha sa panimalay sa Dios. Una na ito himuon kining ato hunaw-naw yun nga di asa ato ang kalag, ang kinahanglan nga mabutang.
Because the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes,
muna nga sa libro sa Ecclesiastes na gingon,
that is, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting.
Ha? Isa nga mas maayo pa nga makamuabot at ikaw dito sa panimalay nga nagasubo kaysa muadto sa dapit nga adunay kasadya.
Amen. Do you know where it is in the Bible?
Naa naman sa Biblia. Ecclesiastes.
Amen.
Ha? Tungkol sa kanang sapa na lang, ha?
It's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting.
Ha? Ingon diyan nga mas maayo pa ang matukod dito sa nagbala tao naga naghila kay dito sa mga hudya ka kalabing kasama.
Because when you are in the house where they are mourning for the dead, you reflect on your life. Isn't that so?
Tungkol kay kung naamang kuta sa dapit nga nag-ilusara mga eksoon o naalias kamingaw, ato magkumbakit anang atong kagalingon.
So, when you rejoice because God is casting out all the bad spirits from you. That is the cause of your rejoicing.
Mauna nga, muabot ka na ito ang tinunalay na talipay sa diha nga atong nakaplagan ng atong espiritu, kining ato ang kalag, gihinluan sa Dios.
But you see, when you do not have the spirit of repentance,
imo makita diha kung muabot ka, ikaw, nakita diri na muabot ka na ito ang paghinursol,
then you are like the drunkard.
Unya ikaw, hubog na.
He drinks away his sorrows.
Mag-inom siya kung mabog kaniya ang kagularan o problema. Problema mo kuni away.
That's what Proverbs 23 tells us.
Mao ka na siya ang
Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23 talks about the drunkard.
Mao na himuon sa mga palahubog.
He does not want to face the reality of his life.
Dili niya tan-aon ang realidad kay tinud-alay kay nitabo siya ang kinabuhi mo na maghubog siya.
And there is a new wine in the church today.
Unya sultian na mo adunay bag-ong nga bino karon nga gihatag sa Dios.
And it is the Pentecostal message.
Ug mao kini siya ang Pentecostes nga mensahe.
It's a message from America.
Kanang mong mensahe na dungga na tunadaan sa mga Amerikano.
From Australia.
Lika sa Australiano.
They tell you don't have any problem.
Masulti siya nga, ayaw lang sa dahil na may problem, basta kay wala ka ng problema.
That God is a supermarket.
O niya, ang Diyos, mura tao, ang Ginoo ba nga, naalitod niya tanan, bisag sa itong gusto, at ang papaikot ang Ginoo sa itong kapot.
So God is there to multiply money for you.
Unya mensahe sa sinilang kay kwarta karon kay atong Ginoo maghimo sa dagang kwarta unya ihatag na sa imo.
and to make you rich. Because the people in Philippines are poor. And the people from Africa are also poor. So we like the prosperity message. When we went somewhere in Africa, there are some churches, their special anointing is to pray for you to get American visa. Is that the anointing here?
Maybe.
The anointing of this Bible school is that they will go to America and become American preachers. Is that the anointing of this Bible school?
This Bible school?
Ah.
We train here because we want to serve here.
Okay, not to go to America.
No, America, we don't have enough English. So. We get here. No, we have work here.
How many people here want to go to America? Okay, let us speak the truth. We'll speak the truth in love. So you raise the hand in your heart. No, don't show it. Just raise the heart. Use your heart to raise the hand.
Gamita ang mong kasikasin. Gamita ang kasikasin. Kaya isa sa isa sa ka. Gamita ang kasikasin. Hindi kayo kukuha na tayo ka.
So in your heart, you say, God, I want to go to America.
Kung diya sa mong kasikasin, ngayon ka lang ginoo, gusto ko ato sa Amerika.
Amen. How many people want to go to heaven?
Pipila bang kanato gusto ko lang
eh? Amen! But here is
Amen.
Amen.
So there is a bad wine in the church today.
Adonai, walay labi nga minsahi sa simbahan karon.
It is a wine that is making you not to face the reality.
Mao kini siya ang minsahi nga imong talikdan ang realidad sa kinabuhi.
You know, in the book of Leviticus.
Sa libro sa Leviticus.
You read in Leviticus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It
says, when you bring your offering, do not put honey on it. You don't put honey on it. You know what honey means? It means many of us are living a false life. And God says, when you come to Him, come as you are.
Ang Biblia mismo nga ingon sa lihang gin na tas ginoo nga kun mo adto mga ni tas ginoo kinahanglan mo adto ta sa ato pagkita.
Amen. You know, God liked David.
Abilin mo ison ang ginoo nakagusto ni David.
Because David was one man who did not have honey.
Usa siya ka tawo nga dili siya ganahan niya lang mao nga kanang mga lugos-lugos ba.
David, he told God, say, search my heart. Psalm 139 says, search my heart, O God. And know my heart. You know, you may not know yourself unless God shows you who you are.
Siguro na mga panahon na wag kita kasi natin kung kukin sa unsa nga na sa kinasulod hantong na ang Diyos mo palamdag niini.
Do you believe it?
Tumutani?
There was one man, his name is Jacob. He didn't know who he was.
Jacob.
He didn't know who he was. Because the angel said, "Who are you?" And he said, "My name is Jacob." He said, "In heaven, there is nobody called Jacob." Sir, my name is Jacob. And many of us are like that. As a young man at your age, you know, I was like Jacob. I didn't know who I was. I wanted to be a big preacher. How many people here want to be a preacher? Very good. Do you know who you are? You must go to God and say, "God, who am I?" Because if you don't know who you are, you cannot preach anything. Your message will be with honey. You read it in the book and you go and preach. It will not have effect on the life of people. Amen.
Amen.
If you want the testimony, you know, Brother Martin was giving us his testimony, isn't it also?
This morning.
And there was no honey. Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many of us are not real. And when you are not real, you cannot have a testimony with God. So we find that in the church there are so many things that are not of God. So when we come to the house of God, we come to dance away our sorrows. So in the church is now a dancing club. When you want to dance, you go to church. You can have sweet music in the church. When you jump for 30 minutes, you are tired. Then you go and sleep. And in the dream, you go to America. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God is doing something new.
Amen.
Amen. God is doing something new. You know, worship is to make you bring your soul to God.
Ang pagdai pagsoon at pagsimba mao kini siya ang atong paghatag sa atong kalag ngadto sa Dios.
And the Bible says that there are two men who came to worship God.
Ang Biblia mismo ano na naghinubay nila ang anay duha ka mga tao nga ni gusto mo simba sa Ginoo.
And one of them was a Pharisee. Was a religious man. And the other one was a true Christian. The other one came and said, "God, I fast 2 times, I do this, I went for conference, I went for this." He was saying all the religious things he was doing.
Ang usa ka presiyo, yung isa na Ginoo niya, niabot ko ni mo, nagigabay ako, naghatag ko, nagpuasa ako, nagsimba ko, kabisag, daghan kayo kung gihimo para sa Ginoo, para diha kanin mo Ginoo.
Because he didn't have any hope.
Tungod kayo, di ka niya na wala kayo yung paglaon.
Because any man who has a hope will purify himself. Is it not so? But there was another man who was there. That man had a hope. The Bible said that he came with a repentant spirit. Why the other one was jumping around telling God all the conferences, all the, he said he's in Bible school, he's in this, he knows all the doctrines. The other one said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And Jesus asked his disciples a question. So which of these two men do you think was approved of God? And that is the question God is asking you in this Bible school. Today you are in an examination. You are now in examination hall.
Karon may so di na kita sa usa ka dapit nga atong may baluan kun naa pa kita nakatunan.
And God is examining you.
Unya ang Dios kun mismo ang nagahimo nini.
And he's also examining me.
Ina nga ang Dios diha kan ako.
He's also examining me.
Mao na nga ang Dios usab di a naga naga-examine o nagasusi usab sa atong kinabuhi. Matag usa ka nato.
Because in the Pentecostal message,
tungod kay ang Pentecostes ka mensahe,
the pastor is perfect.
Ang usa ka pangulo ra pastor mao siya ang
what's that? Perfect. No problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ang pastor mura na siya og kanang propeta or kanabang mag sana papit mo siguro.
Hari,
mura siya hari. O mura naghari ang pastor.
The pastor does not need to repent. It is the congregation that repents.
Mao na nga mao kay ako pastor walay usa nga makahinabot ta ko diri ko maginulsol. Ikaw kay salaan kay ka ako wala.
The bishop does not answer altar call. It is only the congregation that repents.
Na kay tukon kay diya man kuno iya kuno na nga siya siya lang ang siya ang na din ang congregation da mag hinulsol.
But I'm not a pastor or a bishop.
Me,
I'm not a pastor or bishop. So I repent. I'm a brother like you. Because I know my soul needs to be saved.
Amen.
I know that there are some things in my heart that should not be there.
Nga nakaibalo ko mismo sa akong kasing-kasing nga adunay na dinaangadili gayud siya mao.
So while I'm preaching, I'm praying for myself.
Sa mao na nga sa diha nga siya nagawali nagabuntang nagawinsay usab siya sa
ikabalikon.
But in the Pentecostal church is different.
Pero sa mga Pentecostes nga mga simbahan dako ang kalainan.
The pastor only comes to the church to preach.
Ang pastor maabot lang rito sa simbahan o niya magwali ra para makakwarta.
Nobody preaches to the pastor.
O niya wala yun magwali.
Because
the bishop will come and preach the pastor.
Who preaches to bishop?
Archbishop.
Who preaches to archbishop?
I don't know. Mostly happy here. The pastors will be gathered. There will be bishop come in and preach to the pastor.
Who preaches to the bishop?
Archbishop.
The bishop and archbishop, they watch television when you are praying.
Yeah.
Then they come and preach to you.
Oh, na siya. Mao na problema din ha karon.
How many people here want to be bishop and archbishop? Because the Bible says that judgment must start from the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
So many of you are in the Bible school. You are now an endangered species.
That's right.
You know what that big English means? Because you may be like Moses. The people you preach to will enter, but you will not enter. Do you still want to be in Bible school?
He said yes.
You want to be in Bible school? Okay, that's good.
Why?
So we're going to do a study.
A short study.
We're going to go to the Bible. And we will see how a Bible school should run, should function.
Ipakita ko kaninyo kung ano sa mga pamahagi sa Bible school.
What does God say about the Bible school?
Kung sa man ang mga tabi-tabi na mahitungo sa Bible school.
And some of us, well, we are not in the Bible school, but we have come to be part of this fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
You say you'll be my friend. Isn't that what you said? Has this friendship stopped? We are still friends.
Amigos.
Me, amigos. Okay, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm your friend. Okay. Okay, so let's go to the Bible. Okay, so before we go to the Bible, we are going to make a second agreement. Anything you find in the Bible,
unsa man ang atong makaplagan sabot tani, unsa atong makaplagan sa Biblia, atong sundon.
Amen. You will believe it.
Amen.
But anything you don't see in the Bible, you throw it away.
Kung wala man ali sa Biblia, na di nato nimo.
Amen. Amen.
Agreed?
Okay. Do we agree? Okay. Very good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Amen. So, 2 Timothy. Second Timothy. Chapter 2. So that means you will write down the scripture. Uh-huh. And then you will go and pray. And then you and God, you will answer the question. So, is this in the Bible? If it's in the Bible, what should I do? Second Timothy chapter 2. Verse 15. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, wrongly dividing the word of truth.
Rightly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you're going to read.
2 Timoteo 2, versículo 15. Paningkamuti pa kayo ang pagpakita sa imong kaugalingon sa atubangon sa Dios, ingon nga iyang nahimutan. Usa ka magtatrabaho.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
Ikanon Timoteo 2, versículo 15, nagaingon, paningkamuti pagayo ang pagpakita sa imong kabalingon sa tubangan sa Dios, ingon nga iyang nahimutan. Usa ka magtatrabaho na dili kinahanglan magkakaulaw na sa hustong paagi magapanudlo sa pulong sa kamatuuran.
Okay.
What does your own say? It's like this one saying, wrongly dividing the word of truth. What does your own say?
Accurately dividing
the word. Are
you sure?
Correctly. So is it possible to wrongly divide the word of truth?
Possibly ba?
Oh, you are a Bible student. Is it not so? You can wrongly divide the word of truth.
Na ay mga panahon nga ang atong pagtan-aw sa mga bersikulo dili na kay nato susihon mo na ka dili na siya eksakto.
Is there false doctrine? So if there is false doctrine, it means that person has wrongly divided the word of truth. So what have you been doing? Have you been rightly or wrongly dividing the word of God? Because you see, you may be receiving the word of God wrongly while you think you are doing it rightly.
Kaya na yung mga tindiksiya nga nakadawag kita sa pulong sa eksakto nga pulong sa Dios, pero wala kini maaplikar sa eksakto gayon nga pag-aplikan.
And the Bible says that in the last days,
kung ang Biblia mismo sa katapusan mga adlaw,
say many shall depart from the faith.
Daghan ang mo biya sa iyahang pagtuo.
Huh? He says something else again about the last days, that there will be seducing spirits. What does it mean to seduce? It means to deceive, is it not so? Brother Mark, what does seduce mean? Okay. So maybe you think of it and then maybe later on you will inform us. You know? Because it says that in the last days, in 2013, that there will be seducing spirits. So where do you think you will find seducing spirits?
Asa ba kaya itong nahula nga magkaplanan nato kineng maong espiritu ha?
Yeah, just can you give me one example where you think the devil will send seducing spirits to?
Ipakita daw kuno, seducing spirit, kana bang iya hapitaw kuha o kanang takupan niya, iya tabunan ang tinuon.
Who can tell me where you can find seducing spirit? One place.
Asa man na pita?
You don't want to tell me, okay, I will tell you. In Bible school. If the devil wants to deceive the church, where will he go to bring seducing spirits? Is it not in the midst of those who are preaching the gospel? So the devil has built Bible schools. The devil has translated the Bible. The devil has written many books. The devil has many preachers. In fact, the Bible said that even the devil has become an angel of light.
Ang Biblia may so, kami na mo, kaya tungkol kay si Satanas, naghimo-himo sa siya, nagtakuban siya sa iyong kalimong na siya.
The devil is a preacher.
Si Satanas, magwala yung sab.
Satanas, preacher.
Satan, preacher.
It is the spirit of deception.
Yes.
Espiritu kanas nga malipat-lipaton.
Okay. If the devil is going to be the spirit of deception, he will come and say, "Now I am deception." Is that what the devil will do? The Bible says that when men are sleeping, the devil came and sowed tares. While we have turned the church to a rock concert hall. The devil has come in. And the devil is like the chief evangelist in the church. So, you must be very careful the way you read their scriptures. So, if you are a Bible student, number one law. Is to know that there is a spirit of seduction. It is to know that there are spirits of deception.
Okay,
you are ready. Okay, so somebody will read for us. Can you come? Somebody, you will tell us the meaning of seduction.
Come close.
Okay, fine.
It's a verb to attract someone to a belief or into a course of action that is inadvisable or foolhardy.
Okay, ang seduction mo ni nga dili niya padlongon ang tao, iya lang po inuyunan kung unsa ang iyang ganahan para nga makaubal siya sa maong grupo lang niya po na slungas nga ganahan siya sa maong nga tao.
So, somebody comes to you and tells you to do something and makes you to believe that what you want to do is correct when in actual fact, it is wrong.
Aduna ang kanang mong espiritu nga bisan pa midugo ikaw ngadto kaniya nga nahibaluan ni nakahibalukan na sayop na siya pero tur kay di man ni kinisip nimo siya gusto nga mubiya niya kanimo mubiya sa partikong moingon na yun siya nga okay ra na.
Let's read one or two scriptures, then I will give you example of seduction. So let's go to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4.
2 Timothy 4,
verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Second Timothy 4:3. Say, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own loss shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. But what thou in all things, and so on. Okay, are you going to read? Second Timothy from verse 3 to 5.
Ikaw ng Timoteo, Kapitulo 4, versikulo 3, hanggang 5, nagingon, kaya kasi kapul ang panahon nga ang mga tao magadabihin sa pagpaminaw sa matarong pagtulunan, ginanoang aron sa pagtagbaw sa ilang kaugalingong mga pangibo. Sila magapaalirong o mga magtutudlo na magahuhap-huhap kanila sa ilang nanagkatol ng mga dalunggan, o ang ilang madalunggan, ilang iligiyo, gikan sa kamatuoran o ipaabong ngadto sa tinumotomo ng mga sugilano. Apan sa imong bahin, batuli kanunay ang pagkamalinawon sa nauna. Antusa ang mga kasakitan, buhata ang ilang katungdanan, ingon nga ebanghelista, tumana ang imong magulaton, ingon nga ministro. Praise the Lord.
Good. Now, let's look at another scripture because we are doing a study, isn't it so? We are doing a study, so we'll be reading the scriptures so that when you go home, you can go and look at it, and you and God will decide what you will do. Because what you will do is not what I'm telling you, it's what God will tell you. So that even if I come next year and I begin to tell you something different, you say, no, I will not believe you. Because your faith is based on the word of God. And that is what Brother Martin was telling us, that the word of God converts the soul. The word of God is above me. The word of God is above me. It's bigger than me. And the word of God is above the biggest archbishop. Even though there is no such title in the Bible, archbishop. Even though there is no such title in the Bible. So the word of God is bigger than me, it's bigger than you. So we all must submit to the word of God. Isn't that so? Okay, good. So second, we are reading 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. This is 1 Timothy. This is another scripture.
Yeah.
This is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, now the Spirit of God speaketh expressly that in 2013 some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Read it.
1 Timoteo 4, versikulo 1, nagaingon, o ang Espiritu sa tinaw nagapahayag na sa kaula, ihi ang mga panahon, ano na'y magapamiya, gikan sa pagtuo tumot sa ilang pagtagad sa mga malimbungon ng Espiritu o sa mga tuluuhan sa yawa.
That in the later times. And Paul wrote this more than 2,000 years ago, isn't it so? So he was writing about today, isn't it so? He says, some shall depart from the faith. that they will be given over to seducing spirits and they will preach doctrines of devils. Okay, let's take an example of how a spirit can deceive somebody. There is a woman called Eve. She had a husband called Adam. Amen. God told her, this fruit, this tree, do not touch it. This one, you should touch. Somebody came to her. Like the person that came to Brother Mark, Brother Martin. See, this fruit God said you shouldn't eat. It's a very sweet fruit. God is deceiving you. God is deceiving you. If you eat it, you will become a god. God wants to make you a slave forever. God is keeping you in bondage. Because that's what the devil is telling some of you young women. If you do not wear tight trousers, you are not a woman. If you do not behave in a certain way, you are not a woman. You will not enjoy your life. You will be in bondage. It's the same old story. So she deceived Eve. And that is how many of us are being deceived. And how you know you are deceived? Any teaching that glorifies self. Prosperity teaching. Positive confession, positive thinking. Brother Matthew, what's the other one? What do they call it? The motivational teaching. Don't worry, I will give you an example. God wants to make you a champion. This is a church for champions. How many people want to be a champion for God? You are deceived. See, you are deceived. God will make you the champion of Mindanao. God will make you eagles of Mindanao. You will never be poor. You have crossed over into prosperity. Bye bye to poverty. Welcome to prosperity. Is that what Jesus said?
See,
seek ye first. the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all other things will be added to you. The Bible did not say you should seek prosperity.
Ang Biblia mismo wala pag-ingon nga pagitaon ninyo ang kanang pagkalapusan o kanang pagkadato, wala.
Prosperity will run after you and beg you.
Ang pagkaasinsos kinabuhi may igsoon, musulod na siya sa dihang malagad tas Ginoo.
When you meet the condition,
kung atong mahitagpo lang ang gusto sa Ginoo sa atong Ginoo.
But the devil does not give you condition.
Si Satanas, di na kanya kondisyonan, dili.
One time we went to make a radio program. A preacher came into the television station. I was making a recording for a TV broadcast. And the producer asked the preacher, do you want me to put this caption? Repent from your sins or something like that. The man said, no, do not mention sin in my program. I have good news. God will bless everybody. Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, conditional. You don't have to follow Jesus. Children, you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be in Bible school. Go home. Go and go to America. Go to America. But if you will be my disciple, you must hate yourself. You must hate Philippines. You must come out from your country. You must come out from your tribe. You must hate your father and your mother. Even your own self, you must hate. If you will be a disciple of Jesus Christ. When did you hear that kind of gospel last in the church? Because when you preach it, the church will be empty. And no more peso.
No more peso. Loy,
Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see what will be in Bible school? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the gospel of Christ is very clear. Righteousness will always bring forth fruit.
Kanunay siyang mudala o bunga.
Scripture says, seest thou a man who is diligent in his ways. He shall not be poor. He will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean men. Who is the king? The king is not in Manila. The king is Jesus. Because God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. That's what Martin was telling us in the morning. The eyes of the Lord are looking to and fro, looking for those who are diligent. God is looking for those who are diligent in seeking Him. Amen.
Okay.
And those He will bless. But first of all, you must first be diligent. The blessing of God is not for everybody, it's for those who are diligent. Those who are diligent are those who have a hope. And they diligently pursue the hope. And they purify themselves. But the teaching in Bible school, that a diligent man is a man that has a big ministry.
That
if you are diligent, you will ride helicopter and you have a jet in your ministry. You will be a popular gospel artist.
Mahimo na yun ka nga sikat na kayo nga magwali mumpato kasi mong Bible sa atin mag-helicopter na.
So when you are leading worship, you see yourself in America singing in front of a big crowd in front of the television.
Mag-live ka lugar diha, mag-imagine na dahil na ato ko sa Amerika magwali o niya ako magkanta ko dito uban kanila.
So you go and do choir practice because you want to be a big star. All the things you are doing, you are diligent because you have a goal, you have a motive. But the Bible says that a man's life does not consist in the earthly things you have.
Ang kinatibok ay may sunang tao lang siya na himo na muna siya sa mga utang na naa sa iyang palibot.
Success in ministry is not number.
Ang Biblia, ang ministeryo ni Jesus may sunwa siya maga sa payan sa kadaghanon kagamayon.
It's not in the number.
Dili sa kadaghanon.
Because says the Lord is not constrained to save by a multitude.
Ang Dios, dili siya yung mahimot na tumidaghan, daghan may mga tao.
Gideon's army was just 300.
Si Gideon gani? 300 lang, ikas sa pinakalipo.
But today, a successful minister is a big Pentecostal preacher.
Mao na, pero karon imo tanaw may son, sikat na kayo ng katong mga pastor nga daghan kayo mga membro, wala kayo daghan.
I have many churches under your care.
Ako daghan kayo mga simbahan nga nagatukod. Ora si pastor magaluna.
And they bring reports.
Onya, mag-report na mo dire, report.
You say go to Cebu City and bring 1,000 pesos from that rich woman there.
Onya, pagahin niyo niya, magdala ka ko sa kalibo kay atong ihatag niya tong nagtagaw-taw dito sa radio.
So you go to Manila, There's a rich man who has promised us a land for our church building. And you are planning to build a university by the seashore.
Onya magpalita po rin tagdako kayo nga maghihutang yung kompetibersidad. Onya palita na ito rito ka ng mga naay dagat kanindot kayo.
And the university is for the poor.
Onya ato rin hinanlan ka na siya o si naay po naay siya.
Because you are doing the work of God.
Tumol ka ikaw ang God, anak, iya magukas Ginoo.
Amen. There's a song that says, little is much if God is in it. Amen.
Amen.
So we are talking about doctrine and the teachings in the church. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 3:16. 2 Timothy, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works.
Ang tibuok nga kasulatan gitugas sa Dios ug may kabuslanan alang sa pagpanudlo, alang sa pagpamadlong, alang sa pagpanulig ug alang sa pagpamatuto sa pagkamataro aron ang tawo sa Dios mamahingpit masinangkapan alang sa tanang mayong bulungaton. Praise the Lord.
So the scripture is an all-round provision of God.
Ang balata sulatan o kinisya ang kinatibuk-an gayon nga paghatag sa Dios atong kinabuhi.
There are some people who are specialized in the promises of God.
Adunay ba imo kita diha? Adunay mga tawo ang ila nang tuhan katong mga saad sa Ginoo?
Everything is a promise of God.
Ang matag sa nena mao siya saad sa Ginoo.
But is that what the Bible says?
Mao ba nagingon sa Bible?
Say, yeah. All scripture.
Dayon diha. Tanan kayo, ramatang sa mga tanan.
Including Old Testament scripture.
Isa pa rin ikaw sa daan na tugon.
And the New Testament scripture.
O bago sa mga testamento.
All of them are profitable.
Ang matago sa kayo niya na siya man yung ganon.
Amen.
Amen.
One of the things you find in the Pentecostal system is that people do not study their Bible.
O saan yung mga kaplagan diyan sa mga Pentecostal, yung mga tao ha?
You go and buy the book of popular preachers.
Ato lang niyang yala niyong ato siya sa karang libro sa mga yahang gaganahan lang.
And you study what they preach.
Kinahanglan atong istudyuhan kung saan man nagiwali.
And you turn it around.
Unya imoral siya nga.
And you come and preach.
Unya wali na po na yun.
Amen.
Amen.
That is not the gospel. You say study to show yourself approved. You must study for yourself. All scripture. I say it is profitable for doctrine.
Inungdan o diha sa mga doktrina.
For instruction.
Para kayo sa pagpanudlo.
For correction.
Para nga matugluan.
And for rebuke.
Para nga masawali.
So I was telling you about the drums.
Ako sa kiputa na kayo naman tungkol sa drum.
It's correction, is it not so? Would you take the correction? Would you stop jumping when you come tomorrow morning? Will you? Or will you still jump tomorrow morning? Because the word of God is for correction and for reproof. So if you are in a place where there is no correction, you are lost. Because the Bible says you should beat your child so that you can save the soul from hell. If you have a child that you don't correct, that child is lost. So if you are a child of God, your father will reprove you, is it not so? And the Bible said that the chastening of the Lord is not always sweet. That's what Hebrews 12 tells us, isn't that so? But afterward, it brings forth a righteous fruit. But Jesus said, I am the tree, you are the branches. Every tree, that every branch that brings forth fruit, I will prune it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Every branch that brings forth fruit, I will bring correction. If God corrects you, it means you are a child. Yeah. So you should be my friend. Because the correction shows that you are a child. That you are not a bastard.
Huh?
You are not a castaway. Amen.
Amen.
So when you come to the house of God, it is for correction, for reproof, for instruction, for preparation, that you may be a real man of God. Amen. Now, we need to go to the other part of this message. We have finished the first part. We are entering the second part of the message. Now, the Bible says, tells us that every word of God has three dimensions. The word of God is not always story. It's not just story. The stories you find in the Old Testament, they are more than stories.
Ang balaang kasulatan nagahatagay kami kanato may sur nga ang tinuod kini sa mga pahitabo nila kay ingon istorya lamang.
The stories you find in the New Testament, they call them parables, isn't also?
Ang istorya nga makita nato diha sa bag-ong atugon, gitawag kana siya og parabolo or pananglitan.
The parable had a meaning.
Ang parabolo aduna siya ikaw galingon nga pag-uban.
It's a sower went forth to sow.
Nagayon din ang mga magtatanong mo at to siya aros pagtanong.
The seed is the word of God.
Ang pulong mao siya ang liso mao ang pulong niya.
So if you just look at the story and say, oh, it is the story of a farmer, and then you
kung
go.
Kung imo makitaan ang mga tao o ang mga estudyante, imo kita diha na sila diha ay mga pag-uuma.
So what that means is that you are missing a lot of blessings that God has for you. So it says, the seed is the word of God, the field is the word.
Nangingon rin ha nga ang liso mao ang purong sa Dios o ang iyahang parasan mao ang kalibutan.
So what it means is that the stories in the Bible have a natural meaning, they also have a spiritual meaning.
Ang istorya sa bilang kasulatan adunay natural lamang ha kahulugan o ano na usay dili natural nga kahulugan.
So when you are reading a scripture, you must depend on the Spirit of God to show you the depths of that Word of God, the other dimensions of the Word of God. But the church has not always done that. Many of the curriculum that you are being taught are based on stories. Hanal stories.
Gitun-an sa balaan na sulatan nga gitun-an sa mga doktrina nga nahisubay lamang o curriculum nahisubay lamang sa mga istorya.
Like the one that tells you you will fly away in a rapture.
Parehas na mingon na muadto ka, mulupad ka. Gitawag rapture.
The one that tells you that the leader of the church is the pastor stories.
Mao na nga magasulti nga ang mahimo ra yung usa ka leader sa usa ka sipan gitawag siya og pastor. Mao na siya leader mo ni taas mo na ingon niya.
The one that tells you that the church of Jesus Christ is a physical building.
O ni mo na pud ayo na mingon gani ka nga simbahan ni Jesus Kristo. Mo na dayon nga kining mao nga building nga mao na siya simbahan ni Kristo.
The scripture says, know ye not that you are the temple of the living God. So when the Bible talks about temple, you start thinking of the temple in Jerusalem. By the way, there is no temple in Jerusalem. It has been destroyed anyway. But Jesus said, I am the temple.
So,
destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. Because he spoke of the temple of his body. So Jesus is the high priest and we are part of that priesthood of Jesus Christ. So in the priesthood of the New Testament, there's no need for pastor.
Ang mga katauhan sa Dios, mga pari nining bag-o nga testamento, di na nakinahanglan siya og leader or pastor.
Because in the New Testament, everybody is a priest.
Tungod kay imong tan-aw din ha nga ang matag usa kayo kanato.
He said,
siya nga mga pari.
I will make you a nation of priests.
He
said, you are a royal priesthood. A holy nation. He said, he has made us kings and priests. When Jesus died, he sacked all the priests in Jerusalem. Don't you understand? The day he died, he sacked every priest in Jerusalem. Because the Bible said the veil of the temple broke into two.
Wala na kay ni pagtaga tungod kay ang hinungdan.
Everybody could see the holiest of all. Because in the Old Testament, it was only the high priest that could enter the holiest of all. Don't you understand? But Jesus broke the veil. And he entered as an anchor for our soul. So if you are in Jesus Christ, you also enter. If you can enter, why do you need a pastor to help you to enter? So if you are smart, you enter Jesus Christ and you enter. But you are planning to be a pastor, isn't it also? That's why you came to Bible school. Now, how many people came here to be a pastor? Brother Edmar admitted you to be a student so that you will be a pastor. You want to do a job that has been sacked. You are applying for a job that there is no vacancy.
Nag-apply kita sa usa ka trabaho nga walay bakante.
You apply for a job, there's no vacancy. It's called deception. It is called deception. Hallelujah. Say amen now. I'm your friend. Amen. All of us are priests of God. Amen. Amen. So, if you want to be someone who is working in the ministry, not evangelist, somebody who is a worker in the church. Not church. You want to be somebody who is working with Jesus Christ.
Gusto nga mula ka uban ni Kristo.
So it means you are not going to be a pastor.
Buti pasabot niya na nga di nakakinahanglan pag-leader sa imong kinabuhi o pastor man.
Because in the New Testament there are no pastors.
Tungod kay sa bagong atugon, wala gyud kunoy walay pastor.
In the New Testament you have slaves.
Sa daan nga tugon na lang diha ang mga sulubon.
You have servants.
Naay mga masugo.
I, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ.
Siya usa ka sulubon ni Jesus Kristo.
Amen.
How many people want to be a servant of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you want to be a servant, after you have done what Jesus Christ has told you to do, you go back to Jesus Christ. You tell him, I am an unprofitable servant. I am an unprofitable servant. That means, I am a servant who has nothing to gain. I am not doing this job because I want gain. I have only done what you want me to do.
Hallelujah.
The glory belongs to you. The honor belongs to you. I do not have any other motive for doing this work.
Yes.
I am not looking for money.
Ang pagtrabaho mga igsoon diha sa simbahan dili pangwarta.
I am not looking for popularity.
Dili niabot sa dinhi para himong sikat siya.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm only doing it because I love you.
Iya lang naghihimo may sa tungkan higugmas siya ngani kanato.
So I will go where you want me to go.
Gusto ko nga mo ato kung asa man ko niyo pato.
I will not go where I want to go, but I will go where you want me to go.
Iko gusto ko maglakad lang ko ako. Gusto ko ang ikaw bilang akong.
I am here to glorify your name.
Iya ko para nga mahimaya na ko ang imong ngalan, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the New Testament, Jesus is a high priest. Jesus is a high priest. So we see that the word of God has dimensions. We can see that our time is gone. And when, maybe tomorrow or some other time, we will have opportunity to go further into this world.
It's
Merlinda that says she needs to go.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to close. I was saying something about drums. Now, when you go to the Bible, there is no scripture, not one scripture.
Okay, assignment ni. Walay usa sa scripture
that tells us that drums were used in the temple for worship.
Na ang drum gi gamit ni sa templo sa pag simba.
When you go to the, I know you are saying cymbal. Cymbal is not drum.
Ang cymbal is nani ha? Sa drum, pwede na cymbal siguro.
It says praise him on the high sounding cymbals.
Okay, nari ha. Balang kasulatan, cymbal, so pwede na.
Very good. I have seen some cymbals there.
Nai cymbals niya. Tanawa, drummer, kinahmilan.
So from after this message, you will remove the drums and leave the cymbals.
Okay. Kumane ni, kining drum na to, ato nang ihatag sa mga palahok. Kunya ka ng cymbals, kinahanglan nga mga impresa yung ginuog yun. O ikaw ka kaalam para nga mapanindot kayo na niyong pagtugtog.
Praise him on the high sounding cymbal. Stop.
Okay. Nagindaday ko na to, diha sa masaba kayo na piyang-piyang. Saba, santo pa, mataos kino dili saba, dili, sabi ko dili.
In Africa, where I came from,
sa Africa, nagiging sa gikan, pasili sa iyahang na atong paminaw, no?
When you want to call your grandfather that has died,
oga, kung panahon nga, wato sila sa kanang dapit o pratigo nga, tago niya ang iyahang mga kaliwatan para itong nangamatay na,
we use drums.
Mo gamit tayo sa drum. Di mo lihok itong daot ang espiritu.
Drums and instruments bring spirits.
Ang drum or instrumento maka paawag siya espiritu.
In the Old Testament,
sa daan na tugon,
Elijah said, bring me a musician to play.
Ah, ningon ang Dios nato kang Elijah na tagai ko o mga magawi.
He said a minstrel to play.
Isang mga instrumento.
And when he began to play,
o sa diha nga magsukod sila pagtugtog niya na,
the spirit of God came upon him.
O ang espiritu sa Dios niabot nato kaniya.
When you play drums,
ang drums ang problema nini.
The spirit of disco enter you.
Ang espiritu sa disco kaya naman ko tama na yung wala ko drum, wala ko problema ko na to.
That's right.
When you go to rock and roll, Brother Martin was telling us about it.
When you go to rock and roll,
the main instrument is drums.
Kana kayong drum.
And the house of God is not for rock and roll.
Panimalay sa Dios dili ang mga rock and roll.
The house of God is to purify our soul.
Ang panagtigong nga sama niini diya sa Dios mao kini siya ang dapit galiin kita magahinlo sa ato ang kalangitan.
And you need something that when you play, the spirit of God will come upon you.
Nagkinahanglan ta may soul o kanang instrumento masalihan ato siyang pagpatugon ang Dios mo kanao.
And the Bible said that the grace of God will lead you to repentance.
O nagaingon siya ang grasya sa Dios magaawhag kanato ngadto sa Panginoon.
So when you bring true music, the spirit of God will come upon you, and your heart will draw close to God. So we will stop here. If you want more explanation, Brother Paul will give you more explanation concerning drums and music and so on.
Okay, si Brother Paul.
And then, secondly, if you have questions, and I expect as Bible students, you should have questions. Write it down. You can submit it. And then tomorrow we will answer it. Or you go and read and pray this night, and then tomorrow you come with your questions. So we challenge you to question it. And the word of God will be the final. Amen.
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 Salamat.
Yes, salam. Yes. Praise
the Lord. Salamat.
Luke 17:10. I just want to give you the scripture. So likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.
Okay, Marcos.
Luke
17:10. Luke 17:10.
Luke 17:10. Mayroon na masal na hindi kamo sa mga makabuhat na kamo sa banang isugo kaninyo, o mingon kamo, kami mga ulipon na walay hinungdan, kay kami igo lamang nagabuhat sa kinahanglan, namong pagabuhaton ingon nga among katungdanan. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.